When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf and Mr. Doug Foresta for helping me produce these podcasts. Without their expertise, these podcasts would not be possible. I also would like to send out a shout to Vocal, who's been providing me with the best and most up-to-date supplies, education, and training for my general dental practice. And I can't thank them enough for their expertise and also their ability to sponsor me for these podcasts. Today, the topic is, what is our time worth? Many years ago, I went to a business seminar, and I was told the difference between a laborer and a professional is that a laborer uses their brawn, their muscles, their back. A professional uses their brain. I've been practicing clinical dentistry for 36 years. As a matter of fact, I just completed another 12 and a half hour day nonstop doing orthodontics, implant surgery, temporomandibular joint treatment, surgical extractions. As a matter of fact, I removed 22 impacted wisdom teeth just today. The point of this is not to try to impress you with my knowledge or work ethics, but to tell you that my last patient today spent 50 minutes, and out of that 50 minutes of conversation, 99% of it was based on what the insurance was going to pay and what it wasn't going to pay, what was going to be covered and what wasn't going to be covered. And I can tell you after 36 years of practicing extremely hard, like most of my compadres, it's exhausting day in and day out to spend more and more time discussing what some individual's insurance will or will not cover. I'd love to tell you that I'm a position financially that I don't need to take any insurance. I actually don't even have to clinically work anymore. I'm 60 years old. I have 15 different dental practices. I have Ascent Dental Solutions. I've sold and resold to two managed service organizations. But I do enjoy practicing, but the frustrations of dealing with the day-to-day aggravation that I'm sure all of my listeners can relate to and appreciate. And the question comes in is, during the last 12 months, I've had an extensive amount of time dealing with lawyers, business attorneys, investment attorneys, financial attorneys. And the one thing that amazed me is they all billed by quarter hours. Whatever the fee is, whether it's $200, $300, $600, or $1,000 an hour, They're billed for their time. And in dentistry, as in medicine, most of us are not compensated for our time. What we're compensated is if our high speed is spinning. We're either removing teeth, filling teeth, root canaling teeth, straightening teeth, and that's how we're compensated. And in my personal opinion, our expertise and knowledge, which is the treatment plan formulation, the diagnosis, is almost completely non-compensated for. And here in the Western Massachusetts area, basically we have a limited exam, a periodic exam, and a comprehensive exam, with a patient base of which about 65 to 85% are insurance-based patients. There is a standard fee, and whether we agree with it or disagree with it, once you accept that insurance plan, you're obligated to accept that fee. So in an evening appointment like tonight, where 50-some-odd minutes were spent in the consultation, the reimbursement was $69. If you're paying your dental assistant, like I am, between $25 and $32 an hour, and then another $4 to $8 in benefits, and your dental hygienist between $40 and $44 per hour, plus benefits of $4 to $8 on top of that, you realize how ludicrous it is to be able to spend 50 minutes on a consultation and be reimbursed $69. I would hope that the individuals listening to this get as much aggravation as I am and say, when do we stop and honestly say to ourselves, we should be compensated for our time, our expertise, and our knowledge. And that means whatever that fee is, my personal opinion is adjust that fee based on your overhead, the amount of time you believe you should be compensated for, and that fee should be set. And if the insurance company decides not to cover it, then that patient is responsible for the balance. And the free market will determine whether Mr. and Mrs. Smith want to stay with you or go somewhere else. I think all of us as businessmen and businesswomen in the practice of dentistry understand that you can't spend 50 minutes and do an excellent comprehensive treatment plan exam in a development of a relationship and be compensated for $69, $49, $39, or even $125 because mathematically it doesn't make sense. The answer is not simple. I personally believe the best approach for all practitioners, along with the patients receiving care, is to allow the market to dictate the fees. And you set your fees based on your overhead, your expertise, and the value you place on your time. And the patients will make a determination whether they'd rather have a 5 or a 10 minute consultation that only addresses a single tooth rather than a comprehensive plan. And that individual may only end up being reimbursed or paying that dental office the $69 fee. I do think that most people are looking for a fair treatment, a high value on that treatment. And in my opinion, right now, I believe our profession is being treated more as laborers than professionals. And I believe in my heart and in my soul, this is a mistake for the patient base, and it's a mistake for our profession. As we see the managed service organizations and dental service organizations growing at a rate of 18 to 25%, the reason for this is they're taking advantage of our lack of acumen when it comes to business. They're taking advantage of our inability to realize what's going on outside our four walls. I think that our profession should be shaken up a little bit. They should realize what's going on and say to themselves, enough is enough. We need to band together, realize what the strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats are to our profession, and start saying to ourselves by educating our patient base that it's your insurance, it's not ours. As a courtesy, we're providing the information, knowledge, and expertise to handle your forms, but ultimately, you're paying us for our expertise and our knowledge. I realized during this podcast that I'm a little hot under the collar. I realize I'm slightly aggravated, and I think you could sense that in my feel. However, in my opinion, there's no one to blame but myself. No one is twisting my arm to accept these plans. No one is twisting my arm to not just give up and retire. I've elected to do it and hopefully share my thoughts and my recommendations to the profession through the podcast. I would like to say, if you're interested in feedback and more information, please feel free to email me at Kevin Coughlin, C-O-U-G-H-L-I-N, at ascentdentalcare.com. And that's A-S-C-E-N-T, dental, D-E-N-T-A-L, care, C-A-R-E, .com. It's either Kevin Coughlin or K Coughlin at ascentdentalcare.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to see, perhaps maybe instead of me always giving advice, I can receive some advice from some of our listeners. It's important that we take care of our profession because our profession is taking care of us. But I believe when we leave it to large corporations and organizations and insurance companies that may not have our best interest at heart, I feel we're going to come out on the short end of the stick. I've been practicing, as I said, for 36 years, and I believe that it is a rewarding and wonderful profession, but some days it just gets to me, as I'm sure it gets to you. And my personal opinion is action steps needed to be taken by me, have to be taken by me, if you want a change. I hope you listen to this little rant and appreciate that although I come across as an expert, I have the same stresses, problems, and aggravation that all practices have. If you're interested in more information, contact me through Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to give special thanks again to Mr. Doug Foresta and Mr. David Wolf for their expertise in providing the knowledge to provide these podcasts to you. And I also want to say special thanks to Vocal, continuing their good work in providing us with outstanding processes, procedures, equipment, and supplies so that we can provide the highest level of care and treatment. Thanks again for listening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big.